Hi there.
My name is Errol Perez, and welcome to Premium Excellence, where excellence is at a premium. Today is Friday, May 3rd. Today's question: I'm very stressed and going to see the doctor to take medicine for my stress. Explain to me the art of meditation. This question has to deal with two parts. It's a two-part question. The first is dealing with these doctors of medicine. Let's be upfront with this. When we seek a doctor's medical advice, know that that's what we're doing. We're seeking advice for medication. A doctor is an MD. He's a doctor of medicine. And his first inclination, well, unless he's otherwise trained, would be to prescribe you medicine for your symptoms, not looking at the root cause of the problem. So when we look deep enough, find the root of the problem, we can thereby remove the issue, and in doing so, we bring about a solution. This is, I believe, far better than a band-aid in addressing a topical issue. So that's the first issue, to know that we're seeking only a temporary fix when we go to a doctor. So let's look at the second part of this question, and it has to deal with the way we perceive stress. When we are put in a stressful situation, we as humans are reluctant to engage in behavior that causes us pain. So we will avoid it. And in doing so, we often keep ourselves from gaining a new understanding. These are growing pains, and we have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations is paramount in growth. So when we look at stress this way, we have to understand not to avoid it or look for a medical coping mechanism to deal with it. But we have to train ourselves to better cope with it ourselves, and understanding that it's to better ourselves. Once we come to the understanding that a stressful situation is good, and connecting that feeling of uncertainty and overwhelming numbness to a positive outlook, then we could begin to structure our brain to understand that this is a good thing. It's positive reinforcement. You gotta remind yourself that this stressful situation is good. Time you set aside to train your your brain to build those pathways, those neural connections, and make them stronger and stronger, because for your entire life, we've been doing the same thing, and that has triggered a mechanism in our behavior that when a stressful situation happens, that we associate that with negativity and a negative connotation that something negative is going to happen. So when we set aside time to train ourselves, to teach ourselves, to speak to ourselves, to grow ourselves, and realign that thinking to say that this stressful situation is good, that this is a good thing for me, that I am trying to better myself through this situation, and how can I go about doing that? Ask yourself those good questions. That in turn is going to show your mental capacity building blocks to start from, and it's going to give you a place to grow from. Setting aside this time to speak to yourself and to grow this neural pathway is crucial in training yourself to understand that pain is good, that stress is good, that problems come up in your life as a means to better you. When you're confronted with the issue, you have to know that that's your goal. That's what you're striving for, opposition. Okay, that plays a huge role in our world. We have to come to that understanding and tell yourself over and over and over and over and over and over until you get it just instilled in you that every situation is a way to better yourself. The best thing you can tell yourself is, I don't have problems. I have opportunities. Start looking at those as opportunities. Change the thought process. And in doing so, solve the problem. This is Errol Perez for Premium Excellence. Where excellence is at a premium. Thank you so much for joining. Ask a question, anything.